Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I've got a special show for you today. I'm joined by a friend of mine. You know her probably from Facebook for a lot of reasons. And I would say the first reason is amazing suites and photography from her business. But you would know her from her unique name and really description of her company. It's Samantha from Sammy Cakes and Cookies. Samantha, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing really good. I'm glad we were able to make the connection. I know we batted back and forth a few times trying to set this up, and I had cancellations. You waited, so we're good. We're good. So.
I literally had a baby during that time.
So. You did. So you know, life gets in the way. But you know what? What's really cool about today's show is this is a story about, you know, finding best opportunity in what would be otherwise considered, you know, a heartbreaking moment of your life. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you the backstory from what I've observed from you. Okay. So based on the show, I'm always on Facebook, right? So I find this Facebook group Ear for Each Other in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And essentially it's set up to be cast members who have been furloughed or laid off and are now doing like smaller, different projects in ways to expand themselves and kind of like reinvent themselves in the middle of the furlough.
Correct.
And I noticed your pictures and it was like, you know, so Sammy, I'm a vegetarian, but one of my weaknesses is like sweets and baked goods. So like you show me cupcakes and cookies, like I'm going to resist them the best I possibly can. But like that picture is just going to draw me in. And I notice you posting more and more, and it's like getting better and looking good. And I was like, I have to speak to this woman. I have to find out all I can about this person. So, but as I'm watching over time, like the following gets bigger and the workload's getting bigger. And I'm like, she's exploding. She's doing really good. So anyways, that's going to be a little synopsis. We're going to talk about really hitting your mark after like, what could be like one of the most difficult times of your life.
Okay.
But I want to know, like I ask everybody else, share with us. Give me something good. Tell us a little bit behind the scenes that no one would know about you. So give us something good in your life, if you don't mind.
So something good. A lot of good has happened lately. I would say the expansion of the business has been phenomenal. We have a lot of momentum going towards, we'll talk a little bit later about that, but two umbrella companies that I've started underneath the Sammy Cakes and Cookies brand. But you know, something good that really happened recently besides having the baby, during my maternity leave, I was lucky enough to take off a whole month of work in March. And that last week of my maternity leave, once a year, I always try to expand my knowledge of baking, of cooking, of anything to do with my business. I'm always looking for ways to learn. Like I never stop learning. So last year I took a Tennessee trip to Nashville and I learned the art of the Southern biscuit. And then I brought back Southern biscuit boxes to my company from that. This year, my last week of maternity leave, I took 5 days and I went to the Dominican Republic and I was able to cook with a chef that was a former private chef to Sir Richard Branson. So that being that chef, that was like a kind of a turning point in my life because I was cooking with ingredients I had never heard of. I had never seen, I had never worked with. It was amazing. So a lot of learning came from that. He sent me all the recipes that we made together. I posted several pictures on Facebook, so I'm not sure if you saw that on the business page, but that was something really, really amazing that happened like recently. So I'm super excited about that and excited to bring that to the company too, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's like a once in a lifetime opportunity to be able to go and train and learn under in that situation.
Yep.
So you mentioned biscuits. So I'm going to put a pin in this and move it to the side. But as I'm scrolling through the menu on your website, so Sammy Cakes N Cookies. So it's just N Cookies essentially is the website, correct? So I found it at vistaprintdigital.com. Is that correct? So is there a short URL or what's the fastest way to find your website, Sammy?
So unfortunately there's not because what happened was I started out with the basic package that they offered.
Okay.
And it was not customizable for the URL.
Okay.
The problem is it's gotten so popular that if I were to change it now, I think people would probably freak out and never find me again. So we've actually been going back and forth. Do we upgrade the website? Do we do this? Because I'm paying for the upgrade. I just haven't changed the name. So I think we're going to hold off unless there's a way to put a link to the new website from the old website, if that makes sense. So
gotcha.
I think we're just going to wait. It's the long, annoying URL, but it gets you to where you want to go. So it works. Well,
okay, so I didn't know the URL. I literally hit Sammy Cakes. And then like the first one, I was like, that's it. And I, yeah. So
I've Googled it myself and it's the top. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Very cool. So as I'm looking on Sammy Cakes, as I look at the menu, I'm like, okay, cookies and crispy treats. And then I scroll down and you mentioned biscuits. Mm-hmm. And I see these Mickey Mouse, these mouse ear shaped biscuits with jelly. And like all of a sudden I was like, holy cow, like homemade Southern biscuits.
And they're pretty cute, by the way, just naturally.
Oh my gosh. I was like, now that's special. So anyways, I'll get back to that in a second. Yes. So give us your Disney backstory. So if you don't mind, I want to tie this into Disney. And again, we found you on Ear for each other. So give me the Disney connection, if you don't mind, please.
Sure. So I started working at Disney in 2018, just after I had my now 4-year-old.
Okay.
So he, I had him and I literally decided I need to get out of the house.
Okay. And
I was dealing with postpartum depression and my doctor was like, you know, go for a walk, find a hobby, do something fun. And I was like, what's more fun than working at the happiest place on earth? So I literally looked at my husband and I was like, I'm going to go apply for a job at Disney. Like, don't think I'm crazy, because we lived an hour and a half from Disney at that point.
Oh my gosh.
And so I go one day because I'm an annual pass holder. So I was like, whatever, we're just going to go and try and do an interview and see. And I was hired on the spot, like literally did not have time to think. I was hired on the spot. They were like, we have this role that fits you. And I was placed as a hostess at the Plaza restaurant in Magic Kingdom. So that was my home location. And, you know, I went through traditions and I started working there and I absolutely loved my job. So I was there since the end of 2018. So he was 2 months old when I started. So December of 2018. And then obviously until I was furloughed in 2020. So.
Okay. So explain this to me though. So you're an hour and a half away, but like in your mind, it's like, you know what? I just need this moment in my life where I need to go and get right with myself. I'm gonna go to the Magic Kingdom. I'm gonna go to the Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
But where were you coming in from? Cause in Florida, an hour and a half could literally be Lakeland or it could be right. Tampa. Where were you coming in from, if you don't
mind? So we were living in Tampa at the time.
Okay.
And okay. I was taking that commute. So really it was like 2 hours and 15 minutes with morning traffic.
And gotcha.
I literally made that commute as long as I could until finally we decided we needed to be closer to Disney.
So were you keeping your fingers crossed every day just to get to 27 without the insane traffic hitting every day? Was that the goal?
Yeah, that was the goal. And I would hit it every day. And, you know, there was like a couple of times I'd be like literally running through the tunnels trying to clock in on time.
Yeah.
Or the bus. You had to catch a bus at Magic Kingdom to go into the tunnels. And it was just fingers crossed that I would make it, you know, some days. But I always did, luckily.
Okay. Okay. So we're working at the Plaza. And yes. Then the pandemic sets in and the furlough happens at this point. Yes. You know, I don't think anybody really knew what was going to happen until it started to extend itself further and further and further. And, you know, when they literally closed the park as Disney fans, we were like, okay, this is bad, you know? And then we realized, you know, it's the largest single site employer in the country. So all these cast members are now out of work at this point. Mm-hmm. So this segues for you a moment of inspiration. So what was your thought process? Because you got a couple kids at home. What was your thought process? Now you're furloughed and like, what are you going to do? How did this next?
So you know, the crazy thing is I was at a point when I was furloughed of not knowing what was going to happen because, you know, your whole life, like you have everything planned, like everything is planned out and all of a sudden everything was taken away. I had no income. I had two small children in diapers at that point. And I was like, what am I going to do? There was a point where, you know, I didn't have enough income and I could not buy food. I couldn't buy diapers. And so I found something called the cast member food pantry. And we were getting food from there at one point. And then I found, the Ear for Each Other, not the Ear for Each Other group. It was like the charity portion of them to where they had a food pantry that we were going to for groceries and stuff like that, which was amazing. I still at that time had no idea they had a separate group. I had no idea they were helping furlough cast members. That's just something that was kind of found later on.
Okay. So
at this point, I was just hobby baking. I had made cookies for like my daughter's birthday invitations at her school. And the moms were like, these are amazing. Like, these are really, really good cookies and they're beautiful. And they're like, have you thought about doing this for a living? And I'm like, no, like there's just I was like, they took me like 6 hours to make like 12 cookies. You know, I was like, there's just no way. This is just for fun. And then finally, one of the moms was like, can I place an order for, you know, like 2 dozen cookies for my kid's birthday party? And I was like, I'll take it on. I was like, sure. I have some extra time this week. Why not? So I did her cookies and she was like, you really need to make a Facebook page. And I was like, fine. Like, you twisted my arm. I'll do it. And so I created a Facebook page. I literally in 2 seconds was like, we're just going to call it Sammy Cakes and Cookies, you know, for the fun of it. Didn't put any thought behind the name whatsoever. That was just like the first thing that came to my head. And I started with like 27 likes on Facebook. And, you know, word of mouth was kind of like spreading around like our little community about like what I was doing. And so I get like a few likes here or there. Or, you know, I was working on cookies at home. And then my now 12-year-old was like getting into decorating with me too. So she would help me decorate cookies. And we just post them on the page every once in a while. Like, if you go back to the very beginning, you're going to be like, oh, wow. Like, yeah, there's your daughter, you know, helping decorate cookies. And we did some charity work for like military. We're shipping cookies like overseas for the soldiers and stuff like that. Just as a hobby. Just as like keep us busy to have fun. And that's kind of where this whole thing started. And I guess somebody got word of mouth that I was a furlough cast member. And they were like, have you heard of the Ear for Each Other group? And I was like, no, like, what is that? And they were like, it's for furlough cast members that have like a side hustle. They were like, I really think you should look into that. So I joined the group. And I was just kind of like an observer for a while because I was really overwhelmed and really intimidated because there's some amazing bakers and amazing talent in that group. And I was like, there's no way that I can compete with that. There's just no way. And finally, somebody was like, you really need to post in there. So I made my first post and it was, I think Mother's Day cookies was like my very first post in there. And I made these like sugar cookie rosettes and they were pink with like gold sparkles and they were a hit. And so I got my first order. I got my second order. I had like 2 orders a day for like the next 5 days. And I was like, oh, this is fun. You know, this is cool. And then I started branching out. So then I made like Oreo cupcakes and I posted them. So at this point I was like making items and then posting them for people, you know, if they wanted them. You know, sort of thing. And we were just doing like home pickup at that point. Like they would come to me, they would pick it up. I wasn't even thinking about resort delivery. This to me was just a hobby. I had no business in mind at this point.
Sammy, it's keeping you out of trouble at this point, really, right? Right? It's giving you something to do, right?
It's giving me something to do. Now, like a small income for me to where I can buy diapers and we're not struggling for food. So like, we're not relying on the food pantry anymore. Okay. And I'm like, this is really cool. You know, this is going to get us by through the pandemic. And then the next week, you know, I went from like just handwriting orders on a piece of paper to a post-it system on my kitchen cabinets. So then I had a wall of post-its that was like 6 feet long with orders. And this is just from the Ear for Each Other group. And I'm just like, what the heck is going on? Like these people really like this stuff. And it snowballed from there. So we went from handwriting orders on like a notebook paper to post-it notes that kept falling off like the kitchen cabinet. And we're like, oh gosh, we need a better system because we're going to lose orders. And then we started like hand printing orders like in the computer system. And we had like a book of orders at that point, I think like a month in. And people were booking like a year in advance. And we were like, this could be something, you know, maybe this could be something. And it just took off from there. Like, I think back to our little handwritten order days and I just laugh because now we have a completely computerized system and are super very organized because we have to be, you know, we confirm orders like 2 months in advance at this point, and people can submit for up to a year from now. And it just gets them in line for their date when we do come to confirm their date. So,
wow. I wanted to go back on something you said because it really resonated with me. I think it resonates with a lot of people. You said that, you know, there's a lot of talented people in that group. And you thought, well, there's no way that I compete. And is that not like a microcosm of everybody's mindset? We're like, you know what? We know there's better than us.
Yeah.
Right. So we're not going to even try. And then, you know, you self-limit yourself. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, you just got to take that first step, get that first step and that first foot going forward. And, you know, magic can happen. So, all right. So now you're baking, but where did like your baking inspiration come from? Were you just a family or as a kid, or how did you first turn the oven on?
Okay. You know? So, funny story. I was raised by a single dad that had no idea what he was doing raising a daughter. And he admitted that, you know, in the past, he passed away in 2011, but he always apologized. He was like, I never knew, you know, what to do. I was always a weekend dad to my other kids, and he had me full time. So, if I didn't cook, we didn't have a good meal. Unfortunately, like my dad, like our meal growing up, we're very, very poor. It was a pork chop. It was a can of green beans, and it was like fried potatoes. And that's literally what I remember growing up eating almost every night for dinner. And so I started cooking, and I remember making like homemade French fries. And it's funny because he worked across the street. He totally, like, side note, he was an entrepreneur himself. He was a self-employed guy growing, you know, up with him. And I get my business side from him, which is really funny. So my creativity and stuff comes from him too. But I was making fried potatoes one day, and he walks across the street, because I'm like, you know, 8 years old at this point, you know, with the deep fryer on the stove. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I wanted to make dinner. Like, I wanted to surprise you. And he was like, you can't do this by yourself. And then he tried my food, and he was like, this is really good.
Wow.
He was like, aside from you not supposed to be using a stove when I'm not here. And I was like, I know, but I wanted to try. And he was like, don't ever do that again. And I was like, okay. But that year when I was 8 years old, I made Thanksgiving dinner for me and my dad for the first time ever. The entire spread, from the pie, from the turkey, to all the sides. And I loved it. I absolutely loved cooking. I am 100% self-taught. He was able to provide me like handwritten recipes from like his parents and his grandparents. So I've actually used some of those recipes and kind of tweaked them myself into my business, which is really nice. And I've spent a lot of time doing that, because back in like the 1920s, things were a lot different baking wise than they were today. There's a lot more ingredients available now. So I use the basic, you know, for instance, like my cookie recipe, my chocolate chip cookie recipe, which is known as the Chipster. It's like my signature cookie. That base of the recipe is born from the 1920s from my grandmother, like her recipe. So, yeah.
Awesome. That's an awesome story. I love the fact that you could bring that back. And I have recipe cards for my grandmother too. I haven't been confident enough to try and pull out for pierogi and whatnot, but yes, I have them as well. So, all right. So we're baking, it's expanding, and you're trying to keep up with it. And at what point did you say to yourself, you know what? I know this could be something good, but I think we could derive an income consistent to almost raise the family. What was your moment of like, this could be it? Was it a massive order, or was it just seeing people book out a year in advance? What was the moment for you?
That was kind of the moment for me, was looking at my book of orders back when we were printing every single one. And I had to get a second notebook, and I had orders for the next 365 days. And at that point I didn't plan my calendar. Like, I didn't have days off. It was 2021, and there were 3 months straight that I did not have a day off the entire 3 month period. That was the defining moment. And I was like, okay, like if we have consistent orders like this, I think I can do this, you know, like, I think this could be a thing. And then after that 3 month period, we went on a cruise and took a vacation, and then we started creating days off each week. So I make sure I have a weekend every week to spend time with my kids and to not get burnout, because that's a real thing that happens, I think, with everybody. Mm-hmm. Is you can get burnout from your regular 9-to-5 job, but when you're home baking and not leaving to go to work, it's even more of kind of like you could get burnout situation, because you're home 24/7, you know.
Yeah, that line of black and white between work and home life, it's all blurred at that point.
It is. Know? It's all blurred. And it's really blurred now that my husband quit his job to come work for me. So,
oh, man. Okay.
24/7.
All right. Let me get to that in a second. But then what was your biggest like thought of hesitancy when you're like, okay, I'm going to do this now. This is going to become my life at this point. But what was your biggest like fear or your hesitation?
I still have that fear. Because I still feel like this isn't real life sometimes. And I'm like, am I really doing this? Like, what if this only lasts like the next 6 months? Like, because you're constantly having to put yourself out there. You're constantly having to reinvent your menu. You're constantly having to make sure that you're booked, because I mean, this is your only source of income. So it's terrifying, you know, but at the same time, it's so fun and so rewarding. And I'm able to stay home with my kids and I'm able to do something that I absolutely love. But that fear is always there in the back of my mind, even to this day. I will say that my defining moment came last December. And that was, you know, we've already been in business for like, you know, almost like 2 years, I think, at that point. And it was last December when we did our first shipping launch. And it was terrifying. Like, I was like, okay, we're probably going to have like one or two orders, no big deal. I posted that shipping had launched. I took a nap with my toddlers and I woke up 3 hours later and I looked and we had oversold by way too many items. And I was like, oh my gosh, get online. And I'm like, shut it down.
Pause. Okay.
I'm like, abort mission. So I had to shut it down immediately. And I was printing all the orders that had come in and I was just like, can I even make all this stuff? And if you go back on my Facebook page and look to last December, I posted all the shipping items that I did. And there were like mouse head Rice Krispies. And there were our big giant 6-ounce cookies. And we had some like specialty holiday items. And I did it. You know, I worked for like 2 days straight. I think I probably got like an hour of sleep in those 2 days, but we did it. It was right before the holidays. We learned a lot from that though, because, you know, with the USPS, like shipping delays and stuff, like I had a couple of people that were really upset because they didn't get their items by Christmas and I felt really bad. But like, I'm kind of at the mercy of the post office, you know, like I guess they're like, you know, as planned and, you know, weather and stuff, because they're going all over the country. Like I keep thinking in my mind, I'm like, I'm in Florida. The weather's great. Not in the north. There's snow up. You know, I don't even like think about that sometimes, but we learned a lot from that. And, you know, we've done shipping a couple of times, since December. Just, we took off February because I had the baby and then I was off for March for maternity leave. But, we broke some records this month for shipping. It was insane. So if you want to talk about that, we can.
Yeah. So looking on your website, you have the ability, you have your menu on your website, you've got your order for delivery, your FAQ, some VIP services. We're going to talk about a couple of these things in a little bit. Yeah. But what I was most interested in learning was, you know, when you are a small business, when you essentially it's a cottage industry, prior to like the last year or so, you educated me on this. You couldn't ship. It was like, okay, only local. You got to be able to hand deliver it and things like that. But now you can ship everywhere. So like your life got infinitely bigger quickly on you.
It opened up a whole new world when they changed the cottage law to where you could ship. And I think they did that resulting from the pandemic because people just weren't, you know, being successful in what they were doing. But I found out, like, I re-looked up the laws and I'm like, it says we can ship. Like, and still to this day, some people, especially in the Ear for Each Other group, don't ship because they're like, no, we can't. And I'm like, here's it in black and white from the state of Florida. Like you absolutely can. So, and then they also raised the income limits for cottage law too, which is amazing. I think it used to be like 25,000 or something. And now it's a quarter of a million, which is absolutely insane for a cottage bakery, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Undoubtedly. So here's what I've got. So correct me if any of this is wrong. So you can deliver to a Disney resort. There's a delivery fee on the orders.
Yeah.
You could also delivered to like an Airbnb in the area or like private residences, and those delivery fees are all separate. They're a little different for each person. Is that correct so far? Have I
So
got this right?
our situation is all of our orders are made late at night because I don't do baking when my children are awake. So
Okay.
everything made at night. I start usually at 8 p.m. and I'm done at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So all of our orders are delivered throughout the night for pickup like the next morning at the resort. So we don't have the capability to meet with someone at an Airbnb because we deliver at like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and we don't want
Okay.
to our customer. So we have it to where as long as their hotel or resort will hold their order, we will gladly deliver there. So it's not just Disney property. Universal, for instance, will not hold orders for us, so we are unable to deliver there at this time. But any hotel in the area, any resort in the area that's willing to hold, we absolutely will deliver. So that's where my VIP services come into play, which is private chef services, because I can then go there to create magic for the customer, and then
Ah,
we don't have to deliver. I come like whenever they need me.
understood. Okay, so let me brag on you for a little bit, if you don't mind, then, Sammy. So looking at the menu, so we've got charcuterie boxes, and it's all based upon how many people are going to be serving, and it looks like meats, cheeses, nuts, olives, fruit, stuff like that. But now we're going to get into some of the sweets. So we've got cupcakes, which could be classic vanilla or chocolate, or I mean, you got some interesting flavors too as well, like bananas Foster and stuff like that that can be arranged. You got Sammy's, so essentially it's two sugar cookies, brown butter sugar cookies, sandwiched between vanilla buttercream and sprinkles. We got chocolate covered Oreos, which look like they're literally handmade, in okay. So, as a guy who like tries to like keep himself in reasonable like eating habits, this is like torture for me. I've got marshmallow treats, I've got sweet boxes, which is a combination of everything we've talked about. We got massive mouse jumbo mouse cookies, and they are huge. They look amazing. Pretzels, classic cookies, complete breakfast boxes, which includes things like mouse head waffles, and looks like fruits, bananas, oranges, some jellies, some Nutella, things like that. We're gonna go from there. We got some brownies. Like, come on now, that's not even fair. And like, you can't do that to people. You can't put things like that out there, like cookies and cream brownies. This is ridiculous. You can make donut letters. So if you wanted to say something like, "Will you marry me?" or "Happy anniversary," you could literally print the letters in donut fashion.
So we hand cut each letter and they are fried by us and handed to
Awesome.
me. It's so fun.
Cake pops and cakesicles with a bunch of different color. I noticed the lemon. Oh my gosh. You know what? I'm such a fan of lemon cake. Like when I saw that, my eyes just went, oh, this is good. You got a quadruple threat brownie. Is that like a brookie? Is that what a quadruple threat brownie is?
Basically a brookie, except we added another layer, which is a layer of Nutella. So it's actually my signature creation called the Quad Threat Brownie.
Okay. So that's healthy for you, I guarantee it. So if you order that one, this it's good and healthy for you. Everyone order that. You've got things like Cronuts. So like when you're looking at the menu, you're like, what doesn't she have on her menu?
Exactly.
Right? Marshmallow treats, kids snack boxes, you got the Chipster, you got mouse head waffles, you got mouse beignets, you've got a massive mouse head cookie, which is serves 7 or 8 people.
That's the cookie cake, yes.
Okay. And then we got to the Southern Biscuit box, and that's the one that always like makes me like think, oh my gosh, this is like heaven right here. You've got 4 mouse head shaped Southern style biscuits, plus a jar of honey and a jar of jam, and everything, even honestly, and you got French macaroons. So I don't want to leave them out. So everything looks amazing. And as I was like evaluating like the pricing of all this stuff, I was thinking, okay, if I went to Publix, to the Publix bakery, and I purchased the same thing, and literally I've been to Publix recently, I was like, it's pretty close. It's pretty similar to the Publix pricing. And I'm getting it from homemade, and I'm supporting a person who is really doing, like her life's passion. Like this is a win-win-win, at this point. So which of these are your favorite to make? What is your favorite thing when people order for you to go and, bake up at home? And by the way, your oven is the most valuable person in the family. I'm just gonna tell you right now, if that oven ever takes a crap out on you, you're in trouble,
So
so.
we did upgrade the oven. Now we have a double oven
Okay.
because the other one could not keep up. So that's new this year.
Okay.
So we're able to do things a lot better with a double oven in the house. My favorite item, I'm trying to think. I really enjoy making cake pops. Like those are really fun to me. They're made fresh literally every single day. All of my items are made fresh. Like nothing is ever frozen. But cake pops are super fun because you get to, make the cake and then you got to mix the dough and you got to make the cake pop and then you get to dip them. And I don't know, I find it relaxing, which is really funny.
Okay. And do you have a favorite story, maybe from a customer interaction or like a thank you or something? What's your favorite memory of someone ordering from you and really making their trip or making their vacation?
I have a lot, but I would say the ones that come to me and they're like, hey, we're going on a Wish trip and I really want to order from you guys. And automatically they get a 50% discount. Like if they're coming for a Wish trip, they get a 50% discount immediately. And this is kind of where we can talk about the project that I started called Sammy Shares. But as a mom, and as a mom with children that have special medical needs, those kind of things are really close to my heart. So I had a family one time was like, this is what's going on. Her child was barely medically cleared to come on the trip. Like it was kind of at that point. They had a nurse coming with them and everything. And she was like, this is what my child loves. And she gave me like the favorite flavor, the favorite item. And I was like, I'm gonna make him whatever he wants. Literally, I was like, if it's off my menu, I will make you whatever you want for this trip. Like I try to go above and beyond for families that are coming for the Wish trips. And so that seeing their face when I delivered their order, because I made an exception. I did it like I think it was like 6 o'clock at night when I delivered instead of my normal like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Because I wanted to meet them. Like I love meeting the families that I deliver to, but this family in particular just really was close to my heart, and they had tears streaming down their face when they met me. And it was just like a magical moment to me to be able to like bring this child something that they really, really wanted that I didn't even have on my menu, and to see how excited that they were. So that's kind of like the biggest story for me was that family, and we're still in contact today. And that was like a year
Wonderful.
ago.
That's wonderful. You mentioned, I want to segue back to your delivery time because you said something there again that really like stuck in my brain. So how do you balance the work home life situation where you're up with your kids, you're a mom first, and then when the kids go to bed, then you're the baker, and then your husband tags off and says, okay, now I'll be the delivery driver at 3 in the morning. So how do you guys put all that together? Because the whole story, Sammy, honestly, is freaking awesome. Thinking that how you are trying to maintain all these parameters in place of mom and wife and business and delivery and restocker and baker, and how do you do that?
It's hard. I will be honest. Some days I'm amazing at what I do, and some days I feel like I'm completely failing. But I will say we're a great team. We have been married since 2010 and together since 2008, so we know each other really well. And we basically tag team. So we put the kids to bed. He usually does bedtime. I start prepping for baking, and then I'm baking everything. Once everything's ready for, let's say, breakfast boxes, he assembles my breakfast boxes for me while I'm making like the Mickey waffles and stuff like that. And then he'll take over that side of the business while I'm decorating everything else. So once we're done, it's usually 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So then I go to bed, and then he goes to make deliveries, and then I'm waking up when he comes home from deliveries to be up with the kids so he can sleep. So I'm probably only getting like 3 to 4 hours of sleep a day, which is probably not healthy.
No.
Like I said, my days off, I do make sure I have days off now to where I catch up on sleep on those days, but I'm also not really off because I'm doing like my computer work and my email confirmations because I do that side of the business too. Since November, because I had someone doing it for me and then she went on medical leave and could not come back, which I was so sad because she worked for me for over a year and I absolutely love Kristen. But yeah, so I haven't replaced her, so I took over her job as well. So I'm kind of doing everything at the moment, with just us two. It's like a two team.
Okay, so clearly you don't have enough going on in your life. So let's talk about the expansion that and more things that you're going to throw on the fire. So clearly you're not challenged, right? I mean, like
not at all. No.
All right, so let's talk about some other things here. So we've got Sammy's Nut House, yeah. And then you've got Boxed. And then I want to go back to your Sammy Shares too, as yeah. well too. But if you don't mind, let's talk about the other two things, like the Sammy's Nut House and the Boxed. And then also, if you can, let us know that next shipping date, because I heard this is really hard to get your orders in. So talk about those. Okay.
So Sammy's Nut House, it's the name itself is a play off of my home, because having five children, we have a freaking nut house. It's hilarious. Okay. But we do peanut butter blends. And it's funny because I was like scrolling TikTok one day and I saw this peanut butter company and I'm like, that looks amazing. So I bought one of their peanut butters and I was like, how can I make this better? Literally, it was good. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, how can I make this better? And so for the 6 months from buying that peanut butter to launching Sammy's Nut House, I was creating peanut butters at my house and my kids were testing them and it kept getting better and better to the point I was like, okay, now we have a product. We have a product that we could launch. And I was going to do it under Sammy Cakes and Cookies. And I was like, it just doesn't fit where it needs to be because it's not a cookie. It's not a cake. You mm-hmm. know, it's not really a sweet. It's a protein. It's a peanut butter. So Sammy's Nut House was born off of that. And it has been far more successful than I ever dreamed of. And the other thing about just touching on the other company real quick, they were always sold out of every single flavor. And I was getting really upset because I would go to the website and I'd be like, every single item is sold out. I'm like, this must be like, they're on to something, you know?
Yeah.
So I launched my own line, which, you know, I've had amazing feedback from the customers that have purchased it. They're like, the texture is amazing. The flavors are amazing. The perfect amount of toppings. And I'm like, okay, good. I'm doing something right to make you guys happy. So Sammy's Nut House was born and we've had, I think, two shipping launches. We had one in, is it March or February? I think it was February. We did one shipping launch for that and then hugely successful. And then the one that we just did on April 15th was beyond my wildest dreams. Like an hour and 15 minutes, we had to shut it down because we sold out and then I restocked and we sold out again in that hour and 15 minutes. And I was just wow. like, oh my gosh, like this is insane.
Yeah.
So yeah. So like you said, if you want to get on it, I highly suggest like bookmarking the date, setting a timer on your phone, because it's going to be May 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that we drop four new flavors every month, the 15th of every month. And I would say within an hour, maybe even, I don't want to say this, but I would say probably within an hour, we're going to be sold out next month, because just in the last week, we've had close to 1,000 followers gained on our Facebook page, which is absolutely crazy. And people are going nuts for the peanut butter.
Let's talk about that, because I was looking and you're almost at 20,000. Is that number is correct, right, Sammy?
Yeah, we're like 200, we may be less now that I haven't looked since I've been on here for the last half hour. But as of this morning, we were 200 away from 20,000 likes. And we started at like 20 something people, you know?
Awesome. Awesome. That's the effect of hard work and passion and, you know, just believing you can do it. So yeah. Good for you. Let's talk about Boxed by Sammy Cakes, if you don't mind. Okay.
So Boxed is a spinoff of my VIP services, which were private chef services that I was offering, because under Florida cottage law, you're only allowed to do certain items. Like for instance, my icings for my cupcakes cannot have any butter products in them whatsoever. So we've had to get really creative with shortening based creams and, you know, vegan butter paste creams. So now we have like a vegan butter, which is essentially, you know, like an oil based frosting, but it tastes like buttercream, which is amazing. So I'm following cottage law on that. And I'm able to make a product that tastes amazing as well, which is great. So my VIP services were private chef services. But I wanted to take it a step further, because usually private chef, you know, you pack up everything done at the end of the day, you clean up and that's it. Like the family gets a meal and that's it. So Boxed is a new concept to where we have certain set boxed things. We come, we make everything fresh in the room, in the Airbnb, wherever they are. And then they're able to just place this box in their fridge and eat on it for the next few days, whether it's a charcuterie box, whether it's a sandwich box, whether it's a brunch box, like literally anything. So the other spinoff of that is I do full meal services as well that are going to be boxed up at the end of service too. So that way you're not out leftovers. Like you can have your leftovers boxed up in the fridge because typically you don't have anywhere to store your stuff if you're staying in a hotel. So I provide those services. Everything is boxed up. That's the concept behind it. And I'm able to provide stuff that I normally wouldn't be able to provide under cottage law. And it's not catering. Everything is fresh made in your room, in your Airbnb, which is super fun. And it's affordable too, because we are restructuring our pricing. We used to have like a $350 minimum for private chef services. And you're able to order one of our, like, let's say breakfast boxes or Sammy Sweet boxes to bring along as part of your service. So that way, you know, it's more affordable that way. You're not, there's not like 350 minimum. You can add on, you know, regular boxes too, and we'll just bring them with us, which is really cool.
And have you started that right now? The box, have you started?
It's going to officially launch. I am finalizing our menu right now, and my creative juices are flowing on that because I want to have different themes for certain meals, and I want to do like a high tea box and, you know, a specific charcuterie and yeah, just like fun little stuff like that. Especially, I feel like one of the big things people are asking for is either like a lunch box or a snack box they can take poolside at the resort, because not everybody wants to order like a quick service meal. So they want something, you know, customized to them, which that's another thing. Everything's customized.
Okay. Sammy, let me ask you, how many hours are in a day and how many hours are in your day? Because like I'm seeing this poor woman right now. So can I ask you seriously, how do you plan on managing all that? Like I see a woman is working
Like, I feel like just as a woman in general, our brains are wired differently than men. So we're really just kind of like more, I don't know, like constantly thinking about everything. You know, I have a notebook. I write down ideas. I'll have a business meeting while I'm making my kids lunch. Like literally, okay. we're constantly throwing ideas off of each other. Like recently we were like, people are asking for our loaves, you know, from our breakfast boxes to be able to be purchased separately. And I'm like, let's do it. So I now have like my banana bread, which we're calling Chunky Monkey because it's a chocolate banana bread. So that's able to be ordered separately by the loaf. And then I launched a cinnamon bread, which it's absolutely amazing. So those are going to be available by the loaf. But we're just constantly thinking of ways to improve and different menu ideas and just trying to, like, you know, keep everything fresh and fun and.
Oh, I am praying you bring in help soon though, for your own sanity. I'm hoping that you get some help. So
that's the issue, is like finding someone, because I'm really type A and I'm really particular about decorating skills. So if I can find someone that is on point, you know, that has amazing decorating skills, I will definitely bring them on. But it's hard to find the time to train somebody. So I'm at the point right now where I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna do it myself until I can't anymore.
Okay. Let's talk about Sammy Shares. And this, you know, so one of the best things about the podcast over the last 7 years was we were able to start a 501c3 charity. And we've had several fundraisers because we realize the community is almost more important than the Disney connection at this point. That we've made such connections with people, the community is almost more important. And I'm getting that because giving back to the community is essentially what I'm reading from this. So tell me all about Sammy Shares.
So that was my biggest thing, is charity has always been at my heart, especially as a mom, especially during the pandemic, because I was utilizing food pantries and stuff like that. Like that's one thing I did when I was able to do, is give back to the food pantry that I had been basically living off of. So for Ear for Each Other, I went there and I donated like a whole, like, diapers, wipes, groceries, everything. For the holidays 1 year. And then I was like, what else can I do? So, you know, something near and dear to my heart is obviously children. Another thing is, you know, sick children, which unfortunately, like, we're in the position where we have a child that has medical needs and is in and out of the hospital several times a year for that. And these families, because we're one of them, you know, our lives basically stop when your child's in the hospital. So there's not enough support for parents of children that have medical issues. So the one thing I wanted to do was for the families coming in for the wish trips was to make sure that they had an extra element on top of their wish trip to where they had either breakfast sitting in their room for them, or they could order whatever sweet treats that they wanted for their child. And what we did was I was just trying to brainstorm. I was like, cause I can go and drop stuff off whenever I want. And it just goes to like, whoever, they'll just put it out, you know, at Give Kids the World, like a community platter or whatever. But I was like, I want to specify specific families that this can go to benefit them directly. So what I did is I have like a form on my website, just kind of some information. We're going to update that soon to where people can actually like just fill out information and just, it goes directly to me. Right now, I just ask people if they have a family in mind that's coming in for a wish trip, just send me an email with, you know, a specific subject line that says, you know, I think the information's on the website. I can't remember what it says specifically off mm-hmm. the head, but it's all on there. And what they do is they just tell me, hey, these are the dates that this family is going to be here. This is their name. This is, you know, whatever you can do. Or they'll say specifically like what their dietary restrictions are. And I make it happen. Like we do once a week, we do Give Kids the World deliveries for these families. What's one of my days off that I dedicate to those families. And a portion of proceeds from every single item that sells goes into that fund from Sammy Cakes and Cookies. And then the customers, any customer also has the option to donate, you know, as much or as little as they want to the fund as well. I mm-hmm. wish I was a nonprofit status. I'm not nonprofit yet, but hopefully someday I will be. Right now it's just, you know, a fund set up. So, but yeah, I hope to be a nonprofit for that someday so I can, you know, even benefit more families.
Okay, so I'm going to read directly from this page then too. So with the Sammy Shares project, there are many ways you can contribute. The first is just placing order. $5 of every order automatically goes into the Sammy Shares project fund. Yep. You can donate money directly to the Sammy Shares Project via Zelle, and essentially add the note Sammy Shares Project, and it's on the page. Essentially, I would give the website, but Google Sammy Cakes and Cookies, and it's the first one. Find that one. And you could donate goodies via our order for delivery form. Please list which items you'd like to donate. We will follow up with an email. And then what you were saying is if you are a family with an upcoming trip to Give Kids the World, please send us an email at sammycakesandcookies@gmail.com with a subject line, give, or it's GKTW, Give Kids the World. And we will place you on our list of families that hope to have orders funded through our project. You can also nominate a family via email. We would just have to have the dates there staying at Give Kids the World.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the root cause. That's exactly what we're designed for. Your baking and our show it brings people together, you know, over like good things. And I couldn't be prouder to see that. It makes me so happy. That's the best part of talking with you today. So, now how could people order if they want to order for delivery? They're coming in for a weekend or staying at the Grand Floridian. How can they order? What's the best way?
The website, we do have an order form. So mm-hmm. you just go order for delivery. We also have a local pickup option. So that's always an option too. If they have a car and, you know, they are staying, let's say at an Airbnb or somewhere we don't deliver, they can always pick up, mm-hmm. but that's it. Every order is hand confirmed by me. And, you know, I am able to manage my calendar better that way. I've tried a million different systems and it just doesn't work. Like hand confirming and being able to have that personal touch with the customer is working best. It does take a while sometimes. I think I've had probably 400 orders in the last 24 hours come in. So I'm going to have to, like on my website, it says it may take up to 2 weeks for a response. But if you're coming sooner than that and need something, let's say like in 5 days or so, give me a call and let me know you submitted the order form so you don't get lost in this.
Yeah, lost the shuffle for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the best way for people to find you? If they're listening right now, they're like, hey, I'm gonna go to Facebook and search this out. What's the best way for people to locate you?
So just the Sammy Cakes and Cookies Facebook page. Mm-hmm. That's the one that has almost 20,000 followers. That's mainly the one that I post on for every single update, every single, you know, thing that I do. I posted a video this morning of me like assembling some of the peanut butter jars, which was really fun. But that's the best way. That's also connected to our Instagram. And we are now starting to post on our TikTok channel. So there's going to be some fun videos coming out on that as well.
Cool. Was that peanut butter jar? Was that the one that had peanut butter jar? I'm probably mixing. I'm probably crossing the streams here. Which one was the one that had peanut butter and banana and like vanilla wafer, like in a jar?
Yes.
Was that it?
Okay. So that was the one yesterday that I was assembling. So that was our banana cream pie.
Mm. And
that was a really good one. We had a blueberry waffle one this month as well. And I think that's probably the best thing I've ever eaten in my whole life. Like, I impressed myself off of that one.
Wow.
But today it was the cinnamon bun. There was like cinnamon cookie dough bites with cream cheese frosting, our really, really good peanut butter blend. Like all the peanuts are hand grinded by me, which is really fun. And it's a really smooth drizzle consistency. Like I posted a video of that too. So it's a really unique feature because it's not smooth like, you know, the one that you're thinking, like Jif peanut butter, for instance, like super mm-hmm. thick. No, this is like a drizzle consistency. And it's just a super fun, unique thing because you like don't think about that. You think peanut butter is just peanut butter. No,
yeah.
This is an ice cream topping. My kids are eating celery and carrots dipped in this stuff now. Like they're getting their veggies in and extra protein. Like it's super fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Before we go, I want to give a special shout out to your delivery driver / husband, Mac, at this point too, because, you know, as a dad, I have three. As a dad though, the dads don't get enough credit. You know, moms are always the studs, you know, no doubt about that. Mom holds everything together, but you know, dad is so important too. So for the person that's literally out 3 o'clock in the morning delivering these things. So Mac, I'm giving you this special shout out right here on the show. I hope you get that one. So
yeah, he's working his butt off lately, which is really funny. Not just delivering, you know, or our orders, but helping me assemble breakfast boxes. He's actually baking our mouse head cookies too. Like I have him baking in the kitchen while I'm decorating.
Good.
I have to decorate a royal icing cookie. He's not there yet, but maybe someday.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So again, it's Sammy Cakes and it's SAMMI, not mm-hmm. SAMMY. It's SAMMI Cakes and Cookies. And both find them on Facebook, find them on Instagram, find them on TikTok. Mm-hmm. You can find them on their website. So this has been awesome. And like, I know there's a lot of people in the listener group that are like, yeah, we're all about this for sure. So, all right. So, you know what? I enjoyed spending time with you. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your day with us.
For sure. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. So again, if you're listening today, Sammy Cakes and Cookies, go and find them, place your order. It looks like amazing stuff. I know I've got a bunch of people coming down for a podcast kind of meetup vacation in July, and I'm sure there'll be orders rolling. Hopefully the dates will be still available. So for my friend, Sammy, and for myself, we'd like to thank you for listening. And we want to wish you a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys. Thank you.